What's going on, guys? Roger here with my beautiful co-host, Varghese Antony.
And what's up? What's up?
And we are 91 Podcasts, and we're bringing you the highest rated automotive car content on a vast majority of platforms. And today we're going to be talking about something really fun, something really cool, a little brainchild of mine, and I called it 35 for 35. Essentially, it has to be a new car that you can purchase out the door or around there for $35,000 that has to at least last you 35 years. And with that being said, I'd like to kick it over to Varghese to kick it off.
All right. So this was a very easy pick for me. So when we announced this last week, I already had my answer, which you guys heard. It has not changed. It is, of course, the 2020 Camry TRD. And
how can you not pick this?
And I just think this is beautiful. There's a couple of things that I really like about it. And there's a couple of things that I think make it a really solid pick, at least a very good contender in this category. First of all, it looks stylish. It's the new Camry body. It's a little controversial. I know some people think it's ugly. Some people, for me, I think it looks good. This one, the TRD edition, is something people thought wouldn't be happening. But it's here. And they didn't get rid of the V6 motor, which is what makes this car what it is. So it starts at 31,000. So, you know, fits right into that 35. And then the second part is the 35. It's got to last 35 years. And this is no slouch. So 301 horsepower coming out of a 3.5 liter V6, which they've had since, I don't know. I think they've had this motor for like a decade. A lot of people thought it was going to go away with this generation of Camry, especially with emphasis on hybrids and Toyota's end. But the enthusiast motor, as it's become known now, it's still around. So that being said, it's still a Toyota motor. It's fully in-house, and it's made it to its own seven-speed transmission. Actually, I might be wrong on that. I think it's eight-speed.
Eight-speed.
Yeah, eight-speed. And it comes kitted out. You see the TRD kit comes with red seatbelt if you're into that, and as well black roof and spoiler. So I think this is a great pick. It's sporty. It's tuned. The suspension is tuned up as well. So it'll last you a long time. And keep in mind, it's got four doors and it's a Camry. So it'll do the distance.
Yeah, honestly.
Go for it, Jonathan.
All right. So this pick, I kind of agree with it, you know. But honestly, it's like some of the stuff on this like Camry, I wish they did a little more. Like, I wish they took some of the SXE package stuff from the XSE package and put on here, like the LED daytime running lights, bigger screen infotainment. Like, if you see that 7-inch, it's just tiny, man.
Yeah.
Especially on that big panel. Other than that, you know, you lose a little practicality because of the bracings in the back. You can't fold down the seats, but, you know, it's a Camry in the end. It's got plenty of space. 5 seats, yeah.
And I think in terms of what we were going for in today's episode, this really fits the bill. And I would pick this car. But to just dive deeper into the car itself, it's kind of, you know, underwhelming to me that this TRD, this really special car, the only thing that it really has going for it is that it's a V6. And if you rewind it a couple, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago, you could get a nice Camry with a V6, and it wasn't something that was like, oh, wow. So when you put it in terms of that and the way that this car looks, you would expect it to maybe be, you know, inline six, twin turbo, or, you know,
yeah,
faster. But, you know, that's today's market, and I guess I have to learn to live with it.
All right.
All righty, guys. I'm going to go ahead and share mine. I'm very excited. I think this is going to catch you guys by surprise.
And just so you guys know, there was no specific like style of vehicle. It was whatever you can get for 35 that'll last you 35 years.
So the way I picked my car, I went for a, I guess you could say, a quote unquote driver's car, but there was a lot of different things that went into this pick. Mm-hmm. All righty, let's see. Where is my? Okay, there we go. To scroll down on it. It's the 2020 Ford Mustang GT.
5. I'm surprised. This is the most non-Raja pick.
Yeah.
Now, you can get these guys for about between, you know, 32 to 35. So that fits the bill. And when you really think about it, it's a dying breed. It's a 5-liter V8. Yeah. Still offered in a 6-speed manual transmission. Tons of power, 460 horsepower, 420 pound-feet of torque. It's rear-wheel drive. And it's just got a lot of heritage. It's the pony car. With it being naturally aspirated, I know that Ford doesn't really have a track record of reliability, but you do see a lot of older GTs, especially, you know, Mustangs out on the road. So I think that this would fit the bill in terms of lasting 35 years. And I think that this car is a pretty good choice in terms of getting yourself into a very proud car community. And it's just an awesome driver's car. Yes, it's not going to handle very well, but for what you're getting a lot of bang for your buck, and it's a really fast car.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, I'll come to the defense for this car. I mean, the 5.0, it's been an engine that they've had for a long time. So I would feel fairly confident in saying, hey, maybe after all these years, they figured out how to make a V8. So there's that. Yeah, I do agree with it. I this is one of those cars. I do want to touch on the driver's car kind of thing. This is. I mean, it's not a Toyota, so it's not something where you just change oil and it just keeps going. But I do think, I don't think that's a bad thing with this. I think it's part of owning a Mustang is that you work on it. It's not really supposed to go to the Ford dealer and then come back all, you know, it's always been kind of a tough rider in my opinion. So I think it's just one of those things that you definitely, you get out what you put into it.
Correct. And that's the thing. It's got a lot of passion and it's got a lot of flavor in my opinion. I think it looks pretty good too.
Yeah.
All right. The way I interpreted this prompt was $35,000 for a 35-year car that you're going to keep for 35 years. What happens later down the line, man?
I mean, yes, but when
look
you
at compare the back seats, this, man.
When you compare, okay. Yeah, I mean, that's in a perfect world. I'm thinking, you know, for 35 years, this isn't going to be your daily. This is going to be your kind like of weekend. Have fun with it. Yeah.
Oh, we had different interpretations of the
but
prompt.
That's okay. That's okay. Because that's what this prompt prompted. You know, you had to think what you want in 35 years. And this is kind of
right. But I was thinking, like, I'm going to keep this car for 35 years only, you know?
Well, that's why I would pick this. I would drive this for 35 years. You could drive it tame.
The all-rounder, and Raj has gone for the kind of like have it in your 20s and then you take care of it and then it's like your weekend warrior.
Exactly.
It's a 6-speed manual. And the V8 are dying things. So
dude, so you would take this car to drive every day.
Rain
or shine, every day you would take the keys to this for 35 years.
Correct. If I could, in a perfect world, yeah. I would be really happy doing it because it's rear-wheel drive, it's got a lot of power, and it's a manual.
Okay,
and
I love it. All right.
I want to see how you interpreted this one, John.
All right. We got my pick. Hold up. All right. You know what my car is going to be.
Oh. No, we did. What?
Hold on. How are you?
Okay. This one right here.
I already know. You know I love the blood boiling.
you know I love hot hatches, right? This is a hot hatch. 2021 Hyundai Veloster N.
Just so you guys know at home, I'm pissed right now. But okay, continue.
All right. We got a 275 horsepower, right? Inline 4 turbocharged engine. either comes in a 6-speed manual or an 8-speed dual clutch.
Okay.
Now, 2021. It has an LSD in the front, variable adaptive suspension, right? Now, the way I interpret this question, it was like, I'm going to keep this car for 35 years.
Okay.
This is going to be my only car for 35 years. I'm going to drive this car.
This is a terrible pick.
Look at this. It's a coupe on one side. You got the style on one side. You got
what the hell?
Two doors on the other side. All right? So easy backspace. Ingress, I guess you can say. I don't know. It's a hatchback. Dude, there's plenty of space. What's not there to like?
It's right there though. Look, 34.
34, so 7.
34, 745. So basically
right below the $35,000.
But for 35 years, I mean, don't you want a little bit of headroom?
Like what?
In terms of, I mean, I feel like, okay, so if is that the starting price, 34.7?
No, that's with the dual clutch.
Okay. I thought it was starting there. I was like, you gotta get the bare bones.
No, this is everything on it.
I still disagree. First of all, for those of you that are listening on the podcast, this thing, go look at it for yourselves. Because this sloping roofline, this is one of those cars.
Three doors.
Where they've made it look like a coupe, and it's not going to work. It's not going to work. You made it look like a coupe. You're not going to have the headroom. So I don't – like what –
like what headroom are you talking – oh, you just talk about regular headroom? Like your actual headroom?
Yeah, look at the sloping – look at that. I don't see this.
Bro, not all of us are 6 foot tall, okay?
Let me ask you guys a question. And I've just driven from one side of California to the other. Okay? Let me ask you this question. Yeah. How many old Hyundais have you even seen?
Never.
You don't see that. This isn't a quality vehicle, dude. This is not a quality vehicle, in my opinion. I've driven one. Not an N, of course. I've driven a regular
Veloster. Okay, that's different. We're talking about different engines here.
They push. You can even see it there for the driver. They push all nice features, leather, this, that.
Yeah.
But it's honestly not a good car. They're not very well built. That's why they're getting pushed with all these ground warranties, 0% financing, because they just gotta get them off the lot.
In the time that I was a salesman, and I sold some of the used cars that we were selling were Hyundais, and they would be the hardest to sell because people would think, oh, low mileage. It's only got something like 40,000 miles or like 50,000 miles. But then they realize, hey, like it's had all these different problems in the Carfax. I don't see where your head is at for with this big John.
I've heard no problems from this Hyundai Veloster in so far. Yeah, and think about it. Let me talk. This is a tuner car, all right? This is a performance car. There's gonna be aftermarket parts for it. Right?
Yeah.
So As this gains traction as a competitor to the Honda Civic Type R as a cheaper alternative, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna get the aftermarket support from here.
So later on, you're talking about the
maintenance cost. Even if this thing breaks down, look, you're gonna have the parts for it, and you're gonna be able to upgrade it later on anyway.
There's gonna be parts. Yeah, of course there's gonna be parts. But
look, this is a good basis so you can mod off of.
So that's your thing. You wanna. A car right. that you can tinker with for 35
years. I'm going to keep it for 35 years, I'm not going to keep it stock.
That's right? True.
I'm gonna do stuff to it to make it my own.
Every time something breaks, you got to go get a $3,000 part.
Yeah.
Aftermarket.
What do you mean?
$34,700. You're going to drop, what, another 60? Tinkering?
Over 35 years?
Not 35. I mean, you're going to spend that in like the first like 10 years.
Bro, okay, no
here's,
way.
Here's my closing remarks on this car. It's a driver's car, yes, but for the money that you're paying for this driver's car that has a sloping roof with a weird three-door layout, you either need to pick, do I want a daily or do I want a driver's car for that price?
You talk like your car didn't have a sloping roof.
But it's a two-seater. He's not going for a four-seater.
All right.
Mine was a proven driver.
You're trying to carry a family in this thing. I just don't see that happening.
Yeah.
How many? But
four
seats, but it's like, I just, yeah, two kids, two adults and two kids.
Bro, I'm 5'4", man. I fit in this thing like a glove, okay?
That's true. You got me there, but still, the trunk space for what it's you good. Put, the framework you gave for yourself, I just don't see how this car is.
I know you guys know I picked the best car, and you're just mad that you didn't think about it.
So, well, you know what? let's tell John how wrong he is for all of you listening. Or are there some weirdos out there that think that his pick was valid for 35 years?
$35,000, 35 years. Perfect pick.
Reach out to us on our socials. It's 91_podcast on Instagram and Twitter. Next week, we're going to have a really fun topic. We're going to be talking about the best sleepers, new or relatively used, in 2020. And again, this is free for interpretation. Hopefully, we're going to get some interesting picks again.
Yeah. Interesting.
Interesting.
Hey, so if you guys are busy, always on the run, or maybe you're just driving your car all the time, we're also available as a podcast on Anchor.fm, as well as Spotify and even Google Podcasts. And we're working on bringing it to Apple Podcasts and several other platforms. So you could go ahead and find us there at 91 Podcasts, as simple as that. And I don't know. I'm still kind of on edge with John's pick.
Me too.
All right, then let me close it out. This has been 91 Podcast, and we'll see you at the pump.